Jerry Bader Show 952. By the way, big Tea Party win in Texas yesterday. We'll try to mention something about that as well. All right, those of you who don't like sports topics on this show, just relax. This is not, well, let me put it this way. This is not entirely a sports topic. It is the way it's reported, but I want to generalize it to a bigger topic. This is the easiest question in Jerry Bader Show history. Jason, what is the worst trade in Packers history? What player was acquired by the Green Bay Packers in the worst trade in Packer history, when the Packers acquired a player? You're not sure? Really? Gosh, do I have any Brewers tickets left to give away? Because I could get this. I'll tell you what. I have Brewers tickets on Father's Day. If you're free to go, I have three tickets for Brewers tickets on Father's Day. Worst trade in Packer history for a player acquired by the Green Bay Packers. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I was stunned that Jason didn't know this, being the Packers fan that he is, off the tip of his tongue. Tom, who is it?
It's got to be the John Hadel trade.
Oh, of course it is.
Well, that's what I thought.
Do you know that was nicknamed the Lawrence Welk trade? Do you know why?
Yeah. A one, a two, and a three.
Yeah, we gave away a one and a two and a three.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
That's exactly right. Tom, hang on. And you are free to go to the Brewers on Father's Day?
Yeah, that'd be really great.
Okay, hang on. Jason's going to connect with you so we can get you those tickets, okay?
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Yep, that would be he was Rams quarterback at the time. He became an established quarterback with the Chargers. He was way past his prime. And they acquired John Hadel. Dan Devine did that, who was coach and GM, which is what the Packers did. And here's what I never considered, though. And Mike Vandermoss and Gannett Media has this. Okay, the worst trade, the Hadel trade, because they gave up so much. Then Dan Devine threw away two more second-round choices, draft choices, to the Miami Dolphins in a 1973 trade for quarterback Jim Delgazzo, or Gazo, I've heard it pronounced different ways. The Packers traded their first-round draft pick in 1986 to San Diego for cornerback Mossy Cade. Forrest Gregg did that, Mossy Cade best known for a rape conviction. Number four. This one I think is somewhat forgivable, though. John Jefferson. Jefferson didn't end up doing much with the Packers, but that one I think is hard to judge Bart Starr on. I really do. Number five, I didn't remember this. Zeke Brekowski. Dan Devine gave up a third-round pick to get back Zeke Brekowski, who had been Bart Starr's backup. What was he, 75 then? He was 40. A third-round pick, Jason. So, you start adding all of this stuff up, and you can see really just how bad it was. Now, the Packers have had some very good ones. Obviously, if you're going to rate the best trade, you'd have to say Brett Favre. You have to, Jason. It's not even close. Number two, although actually, you know what? I might disagree with myself on that. Number two, the Packers traded A.D. Williams, whom you've never heard of, to the Cleveland Browns for Willie Davis. That's a pretty good trade. Packers traded for Henry Jordan, sending cornerback Fred Vincent to Seattle for Amon Green was a pretty good one as well. Here's my point on this. All those Hadel trades. Now, I don't think Bart Starr was coaching material, but that he got even close to a 500 record for the bad hand that he was left. You always think of how empty the wagon was because of the Hadel trade. Devine did other trades that left Bart Starr with just, it was 19, he took over start of the 75 season, after the 74 season. It was 1977-78 when he was able to start getting some players, when he had several first-round picks. You know who he drafted? James Lofton, Hall of Famer. Ezra Johnson, John Anderson. Those are good defensive players, not Hall of Famers, but good defensive players. Now, I always say, you don't succeed by not making mistakes. You succeed by doing more things right than doing wrong. You have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to make some mistakes. On the other hand, you have to understand that really bad mistakes, even if you do more things right, bite you in the butt. And let's not forget passing Ronnie Lott for Rich Campbell. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.